Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
It is 8:40 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. I'm Chris Miller, 77 degrees.
Good morning. I'm Celia McCarter.
You can find us on FM 100.1, AM 1340. On CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102. And also Facebook Live. Time now. We like to visit with our friends from Visit Your County. Andy Clinton in the house. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. We were enjoying some time during the break talking about all the exciting things that have been happening in York County this year so far, but a lot is planned for this summer.
A lot going on. I was trying to do a little bit of my homework yesterday, trying to get prepped for what all to talk about.
Yeah.
And there's a lot. I mean, we say this every time. If you can't find something to do on the weekends in York County, you're not looking in the right places, because it's stacked up with event after event of just different, you know, fun activities that you can go to with, you know, friends or family or whoever. So, and then this is also very, very large time as far as tourism in the area. Lots of sports events. We just had the NBPA Top 100 Camp, where you had every college coach in the country here. I saw John Calipari. He was on TV a couple weeks ago, and it was just like a recruiting interview, but he was talking about, it was for the NBA Finals. He went to the NBA Finals, but he said on whatever it was, ESPN, or he was like, yeah, I was actually in Rock Hill earlier today for recruiting.
Gotta say.
So I was like, hey, how about that?
Name drop.
Yeah.
Drop the name in there. But we know there's a lot of local stuff, Juneteenth going on this weekend, pretty much every community. What are some things that we can look forward to this summer?
Yeah. So like you said, Juneteenth, you have celebrations going on. I know specifically the city of York has one June 20th. You have Rock Hills is actually on June 19th, which is tomorrow.
Yeah, 19th, 20th, and just a three-day event.
Yep. So you have both of those. You also have July 4th coming up, and I will not go through all of them because all the municipalities have something, which is great. You know, whether if you want to go TKK and you can go more on the lake, you can go that direction.
Well, one of my favorite things to do, it's do Rock Hills Red, White, and Boom in the evening, but then earlier in the day, go to the cannon firing in Fort Mill.
Yep.
I love doing that just to go. I mean, where can you see a cannon get fired?
No.
I mean, honestly, where can you see someone fire a cannon in the year 2026? I tell you where you can, Fort Mill on July 4th morning.
That's it. Yeah. So lots of July 4th events. The best way to do it is go on our website, and we have them all listed out, the dates and the times and what kind of activities you can do. So lots going on July 4th, and then things coming up. Mr. Putty's has for Father's Day. So those fathers coming up, you can play
this
for
weekend,
free.
Yeah,
this Sunday. So you can play, dads can play for free at Mr. Putty's. So that's fun.
What are some things as we get through the summer here? A lot is on the table. We see, especially during the summer, you can't even find an opportunity at the Sports and Events Center because it seems like there is some sort of basketball or volleyball tournament going on every day. I mean, Monday through Sunday now, because it is summertime, so you see a lot of these tournaments happening during the week now.
Yeah. Now, in July, and this is where City of Rock Hill's done a good job as far as building that relationship with Adidas. So I'm sure everybody's familiar with the brand Adidas, but they have a travel basketball circuit. Where that started as one live period tournament where college coaches can come in July. There's three tournaments in July that are all through Adidas, and whether that's on the high school period, high school level, or more youth, or boys or girls, but there's three different weekends going on in July that are all Adidas related. So,
Andy, what is it about our community that has made sports tourism so attractive? Because it seemed, you know, you talk about basketball. Obviously, with the facilities that you've got, let's talk specifically in Rock Hill right now, the facilities you have with Cherry Park. I mean, there is literally a baseball or softball tournament happening at Cherry and Hargett every weekend for most of the year. You've got the soccer facilities at Manchester Meadows. I mean, you've got all these great places to play sports. Why do people like to come to York County outside of the facilities?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, a lot of people just think that these tournaments just naturally out of the blue come to Rock Hill or come to, you know, Fort Mill or York.
Not even mention the Supercross track. Forgot about that one. That's a pretty big deal too.
Yeah, so I mean, there is a recruitment process. There's relationships. So it does take time. And we have to sell them on why are you coming to Rock Hill or why are you coming to Fort Mill or York over other areas in the country. And, you know, one of that is interstate. I mean, just location, right, where you can pull these regional tournaments. You can pull states from Georgia and North Carolina and South Carolina, the lower parts, Florida. So you do have that going for us. The Charlotte Douglas Airport. We have a good hotel supply. So you have all those things. And then with the growth of our community, so you have, you know, downtown Rock Hill or downtown York or Fort Mill, we have lots of new restaurants and activities. And, you know, when a team comes to town, they can go on the lake or they can go to Carowinds. I mean, we have a lot of amenities here where, you know, people fall in love with the community. So.
And that's one of the things I think is so impressive is, you know, they have options to go to places like L.A. or Charlotte or, you know, New York, but they're coming to York County here in Rock Hill and how you can draw all that. But I think when they get down here and they realize they don't have to work with the traffic and they have plenty of options for food and other entertainment when they're here, that's certainly something that they enjoy and they're interested in coming back.
Yeah, you know, we tend to find typically if we can get somebody sold on coming here that first time, we can keep them here. And, you know, that's what's happened with a lot of these events. And, you know, we were talking about it earlier off the air with, you know, the Milltown Classic and how, you know, if you're able to get an event like that going, it can really grow and support the community. But, you know, Adidas is another one and Field of 68 or all these, you know, youth baseball and soccer events, how you see them coming and then they really expand and grow, which is great.
And also we've got coming up this summer a lot more on the table outside of maybe the tourism stuff, but some local stuff happening as well.
Yeah, so I'll touch on this program that we just started. We are familiar. Everybody knows our trail program.
Yes,
we're big fans of the trails. We have the brew trail, we have the coffee trail. We're gonna do an extension of that. It is the 250th anniversary of our country, of the best country in the world, right? So we are celebrating that. We are actually teaming up with some of the historical sites and breweries in the county to have a Rev War brew trail. So we are actually, we came up with a pretty creative idea. There are going to be five different historical sites and then five different breweries that you need to go to 5 out of 10. So you could go to just all historical sites, you could go to all breweries, or you could do a combination of both to get your SC250 Rev War Brew Trail t-shirt. So, and what was really cool, breweries actually partnered with the historical sites. So there's actually going to be beers where historic Brattonsville partnered with Slow Play Brewing, and there's going to be the Brattonsville Brew that'll be on tap July 4th.
So is it going to taste like where, you know, if we walked up into Brattonsville in like the year 1780, is that what it's going to taste like? Or
they have some flair as far as a lot of the brewers actually like, hey, we're going to have some elements. There's elements of why they brewed the beer that they did. So there's the Kings Mountain Victory Ale. That's at Working Theory Brewing. You have Spratt's Draft. That's at Amore Artists and the Print Shop. And then you have 40 Wagon Ale at Replay Brewing. That's partnered with the Ann Springs Close Greenway. So very excited to launch that program, which will start July 4th.
So you're telling me we can drink like George Washington and John Adams did back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Friend, but like the Swamp Fox, just, you know, pop them back the way they used to.
Yeah, well, they were a little bit worried on the taste of some of these, so they did add, they did make sure that it's probably not going to taste how it would taste back in 1776.
It's not going to taste like pure gasoline, is what you're saying.
Yeah, so.
What's the best way people can get information on that?
Yeah, so it'll be on our website. It's about to, like I said, the program's about to launch, so you're going to start seeing advertisements on our social media, on our website. So it's going to launch July 4th and then go through Labor Day. So
awesome. Yep. Everybody's celebrating 250 years for our country. Andy Clinton, as always, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
It is 8:50.